It was a big day for Tyler getting that pick at the end, and we're training him at Sam and also some at Leo. We're trying to look at him as a nickel pass rusher. We like the length. We like the strength that he's playing with. So, yeah, he is in there battling for it.
I know you could kind of address this before and reference philosophically to two-point conversion, but given that you have Matt Bryant and you know he's fairly automatic from the new extra point,
right?
Why not go for two at every juncture during the preseason when it doesn't really mean anything, just to practice it and see what it's like?
Well, I kind of want to stay into our routine too. And so that means, you know, although Matt, like, he needs to work too. Like, he's such dedicated. Each kick's the same where we're going through it. So I really want to stay true to our own process of how we're going to play. But I understand your philosophy and your point on that, but I'm going to go back to ours where it's just we're going to focus on doing what we do.
Like, I'll defer to you.
Okay.
Can you talk about what you've seen from Devontae Freeman and Coleman this week and how they stand for the game?
Well, we're going to take them again tomorrow. So tomorrow's practice is similar today with a big red zone emphasis. And then when we fly up, we'll generally probably work them out prior to the game and get a sense for them then. My sense right now, it's awesome having them back in as far as the readiness for it. I still want to see what's their soreness level as we get closer to it. Because one day, okay, a little sore. How are you doing after two? And then how we're doing after three as we're building up to it. So I really want to go through the next, you know, 2 days. That was always kind of part of the plan. How can they handle the workload? Are they ready with the strength of it? And if they are, then we'll make them available. If we're not, then we'll make the right decision for them, and we'll hold them. They both want to go bad.
Sorry.
They both want to go. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's now up to us to make the right decision for them.
This last couple of weeks have created some opportunities for you guys behind them. Is anybody?
I think that's always the case, you know, when it's the next man up to say, all right, here's your opportunity to go. And it happens all over the league at training camps. And, you know, certainly Ward has been somebody at the running back spot that's helped us and said, okay, I'm ready to take on the responsibility and the challenges that go. So he was one for sure at running back that jumped out to me.
Do your expectations of the second preseason game as far as, I know you can't not go into detail how long guys are going to play, but given the fact that it is the second, you expect to see more progression into the second preseason game? So that change kind of the philosophy as how long guys will play or what they'll
be. Yeah, as we're going further into it, some guys will play more, and we'll kind of do that on a case-by-case study. So it's like, okay, we really need to get a good evaluation of you. Let's make sure this might go into 15 or 20 plays. And for the guys that don't need as many, so it won't be just by the unit, but we'll kind of go by particular player where some will go longer.
Ishmael's physical style seems to really fit in this defense, and now he's getting some chances with the ones with more out. What have you liked from him so far?
I think it's the tackling. I felt the physical, you know, from him. I felt, you know, for his mindset to go after the ball, he's really applied himself in terms of the techniques and the principles that we want, both in tackling and playing our coverage. So he's somebody that's absolutely gone for it from the start of the offseason and now here in the training camp. We're breaking camp today. He's one of those guys that just, he's not backing down. He's continuing to go for it. That's one of the things I really like about Ish.
So the guys get to go home tonight?
Yes. Yep. So today is when they'll break camp back here in the dorm. So it's kind of all these phases, they kind of go in stages, you know. So it's, here's one where we're into camp and now handle the same thing. Can we do the same things and the same mindset? And now we're just going to break camp and follow on with the preseason as we're going.
Is Brooks Reed on schedule?
Yes. So as long as there's no setbacks moving forward, we're hoping he can go. He's kind of in the same boat as Tevin and Devontae. Okay, where are we at with the second day? And then we'll go and evaluate him after tomorrow, you know, on the third day in a row to see how he's doing.
Are you concerned at all about the soreness that Joe Hawley has in his knee? You know, he's fought through it. He hasn't taken many reps off.
Right.
But is that a concern or something to monitor?
Not necessarily monitor for us. We have monitored all the guys. But with Joe, like, the strength is there. So for him to continue to battle, I think that's part of the rehab process, him getting back. So we're anxious for him to, you know, keep developing and keep pushing with that confidence, like, okay, I got it.
How's Levine grade now? He looks like he's having a good camp. Right?
He has had a good camp, and it was, you know, especially nice to see the one catch that he had the other night that was down the sideline for a big first down. I think the biggest area that he's really improved on, what was a big one we wanted to address with him, was in the run game. And I thought for he and Wade, that connection started. So he's been a factor. You can see the size, and he's playing big in the run game.
Did you accomplish everything you wanted to in your first camp?
I mean, that's an awesome question. I think for our team getting connected, that part has been there. For us attacking, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage, that has been. In terms of going after the ball, taking care of the ball, that messaging has been there. We're going to keep continuing to work to see, like, how good we can get. That's the competition going against one another. And so although the training camp portion ended, the preseason still continues where it's like, how hard can we go against one another just to get our skills right? So I think we're heading that way. I think we got a long way to go over the next preseason to get our skills just right, but I like where we're at.
What situational work throughout the whole camp would you say that you were the most pleased with?
I'd say probably we spent the most time as some 2-minute, and we did quite a bit of that where it was the end of half, the end of games, and then all the scenarios that come up within that. 30 seconds, one timeout, 30 seconds, no timeouts, end of the game, 6 seconds, 10 seconds. When do we have those options? So we just tried to make that situation feel as comfortable as we can. And for me, I needed as much time management and clock practice, too, regarding timeouts. So for the team and for myself. So that was the time we spent a lot of time both in the offseason through the OTAs and then as well into camp. We spent a lot of time on that situation, end of the halves and end of the games.
And then before camp, you told me that you really didn't want to do the joint practices because you were new coming in, you want to see this team moving forward, the next training camp, maybe, is that something that you, you know?
Yeah, it's not on my mind right now. I like the way that we worked against each other, so I don't feel like we lost a competitive edge anywhere to say, well, we really got to go bring it out of somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I felt like the guys battled and went for it against one another. So I may look at that as we get into the offseason, but right now, leaving this part of camp, I don't feel that way.
Last one, guys. So
Coach Stensley Mapunga. Big sack in the game on the backup unit.
Yep.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he has done a good job. It was great to see him get the rush. And I think he's really improved on special teams. So it's been a big emphasis with him and with Coach Armstrong going through it. So that's also a role for him, too. You know, how can he play on teams? He's playing on punt. He's playing on kickoff. So, you know, he's working at it hard. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, as far as the challenge situation, you haven't had to come across it in the preseason. You practice those kind of things, obviously, with your staff.
We
as
do.
As far as when you challenge and the red flag and things of that nature. Do you expect that? Do you want that to come to fruition in preseason?
I do, yeah. And because as it goes through it, you know, when the challenges stop at the 2-minute. And so there was one the other night that could have possibly been where he was ruled down. If it had challenged it, it would have ended up being a possible touchdown on the fumble recovery. So, like, those are the ones, yeah, I'm constantly looking to see how I can improve in that. It's one thing to watch it on the TV clips, but then another thing to be out in the game experience and going through it.
Because you guys have to practice that with your staff as far
we
as
do.
How you guys see it and who makes the call.
Yeah, so we have help from the press box and where the TV and what's the angle and how does it look. And then some of it's for me on the field. So, yeah, I'm hoping that comes up.